Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are everywhere present and filling all things, treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, cleanse us from our sins. O Master, pardon our transgressions. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.
Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed are you, O Lord. O Lord, my God, you are very great. Blessed are you, O Lord. You clothe yourself with thanksgiving and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain.
You are he who covers his upper chambers with waters, who makes the clouds his means of approach, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. He established the earth on its stable foundation. It shall not be moved unto ages of ages.
The deep like a garment is his covering. The waters stood above the mountains. How glorious are your works, O Lord! At your rebuke they shall flee. At the sound of your thunder they shall be afraid.
The mountains rise up, and the plains sink down to the place you founded for them.
You set a boundary they shall not pass over, neither shall they return to cover the earth.
You are he who sends springs into the valley. The waters shall pass between the mountains. They shall give drink to all the wild animals of the field. The wild asses shall quench their thirst. The birds of heaven shall dwell beside them. They shall sing from the midst of the rocks.
You are he who waters the mountains from his higher places. The earth shall be satisfied with the fruit of your work.
You are he who causes grass to grow for the cattle, and the green plant for the service of man, to bring forth bread from the earth, and wine gladdens the heart of man, to brighten his face with oil, and bread strengthens man's heart.
The trees of the plain shall be full of fruit, the cedars of Lebanon which you planted. There the sparrows shall make their nests, the house of the heron takes the lead among them.
The high mountains are for the deer, the cliff is a refuge for the rabbits. He made the moon for seasons, the sun knows its setting.
You established darkness and it was night, wherein all the wild animals of the forest will prowl about. The young lions roar and snatch their prey and seek their food from God.
The sun arises and they are gathered together, and they shall be put to bed in their dens. Man shall go out to his work and to his labor until evening.
How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. Glory to you, O Lord, who have created all. The earth was filled with your creation.
There is this great and spacious sea. The creeping things are there without number. The living things are there, both small and great. There the ships pass through. There is that dragon you formed to play therein.
All things wait upon you, that you may give them food in due season.
When you give it to them, they shall gather it. When you open your hand, all things shall be filled with your goodness.
When you turn your face away, they shall be troubled. When you take away their breath, they shall die and return again to their dust.
You shall send forth your spirit, and they shall be created. And you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let the glory of the Lord be forever. The Lord shall be glad in his works. He looks upon the earth and makes it tremble. He touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing to my God as long as I exist.
May my words be pleasing to him, and I shall be glad in the Lord.
May sinners cease from the earth, and the lawless so as to be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
The sun knows its setting. You established darkness, and it was night. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Lord, I call upon you, hear me, hear me, O Lord. Lord, I call upon you, hear me, receive the voice of my prayer. When I call upon you, hear me, O Lord. Let my prayer arise in your sight as incense, and let the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear me, O Lord.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, the door of enclosure about my lips.
Incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses and sins with men who work lawlessness, and I will not join with their choice ones.
The righteous man shall correct me with mercy, and he shall reprove me. But let not the oil of the sinner anoint my head, for my prayer shall be intense in the presence of their pleasure.
Their judges are swallowed up by the rock. They shall hear my words, for they are pleasant.
As a clod of ground is dashed to pieces on the earth, so our bones were scattered beside the grave.
For my eyes, O Lord, are toward you. In you I hope. Take not my soul away.
Keep me from the snares they set for me, and from the stumbling blocks of those who work lawlessly.
Sinners shall fall into their own net. I am alone until I escape.
I cried to the Lord with my voice. With my voice I prayed to the Lord.
I shall pour out my supplication before him. I shall declare my affliction in his presence.
When my spirit fainted within me, then you knew my paths. For on the way I was going, they hid a trap for me.
I looked on my right and saw there was no one who knew me. Refuge failed me, and there is no one who cared for my soul.
I cried to you, O Lord, I said, you are my hope, my portion in the land of the living.
Attend to my supplication, for I was humbled exceedingly. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I.
Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you. For your name's sake I have waited for you, O Lord. My soul has waited for your word. My soul has hoped on the Lord.
My sins against you, O lover of mankind, have nearly destroyed my human nature. Yet I seek forgiveness beyond that of the human race, forgiveness beyond nature. I seek forgiveness that is more than forgiveness itself. For beyond the laws of nature and human understanding, you became a man, O my Savior, loving mankind beyond mankind's understanding. Save me as I turn to you.
from the morning watch until night, from the morning watch, let Israel hope on the Lord.
You established repentance, O Christ, not for those who are good, but for those who have become outcast by sin. Come, let us learn from many examples, the thief and the prodigal son, Manasseh and the prostitute, Paul who had persecuted the church, Matthew who had collected taxes, and Peter who denied you. How then can I despair, knowing, O my Savior, that you are good and the lover of mankind?
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will deliver Israel from all his iniquities.
Touch my heart with humility, turn me completely away from evil, for now I drown in the passions of the flesh. I have no hope, removed far from you, the King and God of all. I have gone astray. Save me for the sake of your great mercy, O Almighty Jesus, the Savior of our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O undefiled Virgin, higher than the heavenly hosts, pray with the angels to the one who rules them and all creation, that he will forgive our sins, and delivering us from our passions will make us worthy to praise his glory in song, and to inherit the food of incorruption.
O gladsome light of the holy glory of the immortal Father, heavenly holy, blessed Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun, and behold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For meet it is at all times to worship you, with voices of praise, O Son of God, and Giver of life. Therefore all the world glorifies you.
The evening prelude verse in the eighth tone. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord.
Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord.
You who serve in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord.
Come, bless the Lord,
all you servants of the Lord.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy be upon us, O Lord, even as we have set our hope on you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Master, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me with your precepts. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever, O despise not the work of your hands. To you is due worship, to you is due praise, to you is due glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
O Lord, I long to wash away with tears the record of all my sins, and to spend the remaining days of my life pleasing you through repentance. But evil and malevolence continually deceive me. They wage war against my life. Save me before I utterly perish, O Lord.
To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he have mercy upon us.
Who, when bestormed, if they run to this haven, is not saved? Or who that is sick, if they run to this healing, is not made whole? O Lord, the maker of all and physician of the sick, save me before I utterly perish, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Too long our soul has been sated with the scorn of those who are at ease, the contempt of the proud.
You are glorified in the memory of all your martyrs, O Christ. They entreat you on our behalf, O God, to send down on us great mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Rejoice, O cloud filled with radiant light. Rejoice, shining lampstand. Rejoice, jar of manna. Rejoice, staff of Aaron. Rejoice, bush which was burned yet was not consumed. Rejoice, O lamp. Rejoice, O throne. Rejoice, holy mountain. Rejoice, O harbor. Rejoice, O table of God. Rejoice, O mystical door. Rejoice, for you are the joy of all.
Now let your servant depart in peace, O Master, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light of revelation for the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, cleanse us from our sins. O Master, pardon our transgressions. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.
Supreme leaders of the heavenly hosts, we implore you ceaselessly to encircle us unworthy as we are with the shelter of your prayers and to cover us beneath the wings of your immaterial glory. We fall down before you crying aloud, protect us from all danger, O princes of the powers on high.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Establish, O God, the holy Orthodox faith and Orthodox Christians unto ages of ages. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption, you gave birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.